Johnny B. Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. I am Johnny B. Hello, B-holes. With my crew, Anna Hummel and Ryan Adams. Next week, I got big plans for the show next week. Yeah?
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but it's going to be awesome.
What is it?
Well, we'll have Voodoo Chef in the studio Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Probably DJ Don Pablo.
Yep.
Wednesday, I've been talking to Will about what he's going to do for Will Do Wednesday. Okay. That can top the push-up challenge.
You mean on his bitch or?
On his bitch,
oh,
yes.
I'm sorry.
The push-up challenge, by the way, if you go to the Bone R, the Johnny B Show's Instagram and check it out. There's thousands of views already.
I want to check it out.
It's either just south of 6,000 views or right around
damn.
It.
So.
Yeah. People like it. And then next Thursday, hopefully, our beautiful Vanessa Rao will be back to full strength and we can have her back in for the Rao Report.
Well, before we get to next week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's confirmed that we will have, it's been a while, Styles G. White will be in the studio.
Styles
is, he is my dog.
I saw a picture of him today that he posted.
Penis?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
He actually painted his entire body, like it was last year.
Yeah.
And he looked like Colossus from the Marvel X-Men.
Hell yeah.
And he was like helping out kids and like.
And his penis was Iron Man?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Standing right next to him.
Hell yeah. Big old wiener. Allegedly.
That's what they say.
You've been married how long, Ryan Adams?
Just celebrated 8 years.
Oh, congratulations, man. I know I saw you guys went to Orlando for your anniversary weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, man. Two beautiful kids. You're living the life, bro.
Yeah.
A New Jersey couple just got married.
Yeah.
It'll happen for you one day, Anna.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care if it does or doesn't.
I'm looking forward to it for you.
I don't know if I just...
What?
I don't know if Thomas is listening right now, but...
Yeah. You don't think it's him, huh?
No,
You need a guy that can eat peanuts?
No, it's not that. It's, kids are kind of...
He's too high for you? What? He don't like kids.
No, he
wants a bunch.
I think he wants at least one.
I mean, you don't want a kid.
Once
I don't know. Everyone was like, your maternal instincts are going to kick in when you hit 30. Yeah. I hate kids more than ever now.
Yeah, I don't like them.
You're going to have a kid before you're 35.
No, listen, here's what they need.
Nostradamus. Get out of here.
Real.
Gross.
More like, no, Stradamus. They need to have a kid rental system, right? So you could try them out.
They do. It's called foster care.
Yeah, but lease them. You want to lease a kid for a while first and see if it's right for you.
I just don't know. And everyone says it's different when they're your own, but.
No, it is.
It's only half of me.
Well, no, it's all of you. Like.
No. It's only half of my genes.
I don't feel that way. My son is my boy. You know what I mean? Like, that's me. You know, he's little me. He's my guy.
I don't know. I just don't know if I'd be a good mom.
You'll never know love until you have your own kid. Like, really love.
I mean, that's true. That's not just
girl. I love myself.
We know that. There's a problem there. But there really is.
I love hummus.
Yeah. Well,
now you have a name at least when you have a kid.
Little baby hummus.
I love pimple popping videos.
That's so horrible.
There's lots of things I like and love.
I'm telling you, you'll never love anything like your own kid. It sounds gay and cliche, but it's true. It really is. Like, I love my girlfriend more than I've ever loved any other woman in my life. I will say that. But my son, nothing tops my son. It just can't. And he's a jerk all the time, and it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
What about when you get that grandkid in 9 months?
How about I punch you straight in your throat? How about that? That's not going to happen.
What if my kid isn't funny?
What are you talking about?
What if I have a kid and it just makes bad jokes all the time? Then, and I have to pretend to laugh all the time.
Then you'll know it's really your kid.
How?
In New Jersey.
Bitches. Trash ass.
Oh, trash ass, mother beep. Brian and Maria Schultz and their mothers were at the courthouse for the ceremony, but Brian's mother became short of breath. According to a post in the Monmouth County...
What'd you call me?
Monmouth County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, the mother was taken to the women's room to be given oxygen after calling 911. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because my friend just sent me a picture of his baby. Ironically
cute, right?
Enough. He's not listening. But it's a cute baby.
Tell your friend to listen. Well, they didn't want to reschedule the wedding. The mom's in the bathroom getting oxygen. they said it wasn't an option to reschedule. They had to get married. So the judge and everybody went into the women's room while waiting for an ambulance to arrive. Mom's out there dying in the bathroom. They got married right there in the bathroom.
Nice.
Priorities, man.
No, it isn't nice.
That's nice. That's romantic.
Well, what if she would have died, though? Doesn't that put a damper on everything?
Sure. There's a video and everything.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, the couple says that they were touched that the sheriff's officers and Judge Katie Goomer were willing to help them go forward with their special day. So, have you ever been married anywhere weird or had any kind of strange-themed wedding? That's what I'd like to hear. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
I went to a casino-themed bar mitzvah once.
Really? 13-year-olds gambling?
Oh, my God. The bar mitzvahs these days are off the chain.
Are they really?
Off the chain.
Strippers?
They're all themed. When I was growing up, when I was a kid, the theme was just me. Like, I was the theme.
Yeah.
Come to my bar mitzvah, everybody, and bring me money, bitch.
Right.
That was the theme.
They should just do it online now.
These themes are, like, out of control. 007. What? Like, I almost said that word. Yeah. Pony parties.
Ponies.
Pokemon.
Ugh, orgies.
Vegas theme. Ugh. I went to a Vegas themed bar mitzvah.
John Wayne Gacy theme. Just all kinds of
crazy. It's crazy. It's insane.
Doesn't even make sense.
They also have this new thing that they've been doing.
What?
That every bar mitzvah I've been to in the last 2 years has done.
Yeah?
They have like a hype crew.
Shut up.
And the MC is always like a cool looking black guy.
What?
Yeah. He's like probably about 25 and he has like cool hair. It's this, and it's not the same guy, but it's the same guy.
Really?
And he has like a group of like four or five girls that gets everybody like dancing.
What?
Yeah. And they do like the chicken dance and they start dancing so that other people start dancing.
And it's a hype guy.
It's a hype crew and his bitches. It's a hype guy and his bitches.
And it's always a black guy.
It's always a black guy.
That well, makes sense.
The Jews think that he's really cool.
Yo, yo, yo!
Get up for Joshua Cohen!
Get up here, Goldstein, to get ready to party in this bitch! Everybody grab your matzo ball soup and put it up in the air! Oh! Oh! Look at Grandma over there! Grandma! Throw the boobies up! Throw the boobies up! Throw the boobies up!
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is
insane.
Nuts. My marriages are pretty simple. I had two weddings. First one was in a garden. It was nice, you know, outside wedding. The whole get up.
A garden?
Yeah, it was like this this public garden that's owned by like the Hillsborough County Parks and Parks Systems or but it's like that out in the middle of like this really nice like kind of, you know.
Is it in the summertime?
No, it was December.
Good,
it was
good,
in December.
Smart.
Yeah,
don't
I'm not
have,
stupid.
Don't be an a-hole and have an outside wedding in the summertime in Florida.
I've been to many of them.
You're a jerk
I don't
if you
like
do that.
It. Yes.
Everyone is schwitzing.
Oh, boy.
Schwitzing.
Oh, yeah. In their pants, I know.
Yeah.
No.
It's all sweaty balls.
Yeah, no, first marriage was early December outside. Both of them are outside.
Okay.
Outside in like a garden with all the families and all the hoopla and all the stuff. And tuxes and the nice wedding dresses and the bridesmaids and the groomsmen's and the reception and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Second one, we had to
find a dumpster.
No, it was on Clearwater Beach.
Oh, okay.
And it was she had a nice dress and I had
you showed up.
I had the nice button down white shirt with the khaki pants and no shoes and Zane wore the exact same thing.
Ugh.
I know it was one of those, but. We had to do something simple because her family hated me so much that they wouldn't accept us. So we had to basically elope. And
they didn't come to the wedding?
Nobody. We didn't invite my family either because it would have been unfair for my family to show up. And
so it was just you three?
And like five friends. That was it. And the lady that married us. That was it. Yeah.
Officiator.
Dang, yeah, that person. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. It was wham, bam, done. Very, very simple.
Nice.
It was nice. It was during the sunset, you know, in Clearwater Beach. It was really, really, really cool. It was like a family having a picnic behind us, you know, in the pictures. Yeah. No, it was nice. It was
cool.
But that was it. Nothing flashy, nothing weird, no big story, you know, like nothing. I hear all kinds of crazy Star Wars themed weddings going on and dumb stuff. People get married like on the top of like skyscrapers, all this crazy stuff. Like if you had your ideal situation, like if Thomas popped a question.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he said, you know what, babe? I know you are a boisterous personality. I know that you are.
And my family will never love you. But yes. Go on.
If you could have any kind of wedding anywhere, what do you want, babe? What do you want? What do you tell them? Do you say, I want a hype man?
No, turn that off,
okay,
please.
Sorry, that is Jewish party music. Yes. Whew,
I didn't like that at all.
You didn't like it?
Sorry. God, I don't know. I would either want like a big wedding or like just him and I. I don't want anything in between.
Really?
Yeah. Like, big? I would love to have a big wedding, and you could tell, like, a really great, funny story about me, and I could listen to it and be like, ooh, talk more about me. I like this is cool. And I'd be, you know, the star of the show, because I'd be the bride.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, get wasted, and there'd be no kids allowed. Yeah. So, you know, adult things can happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ryan, how was your wedding?
It's pretty nice, man.
Yeah?
Excuse me.
Oh, you're getting all choked up thinking about it.
Oh,
how sweet is that? No, yeah. Go ahead.
No, it was nice.
Tell us. We want to hear about it.
We had originally invited 150 people.
Good God, you know 150 people?
No.
Sweet.
But between the two of us, we do.
Okay.
And then she got pregnant, so we
During the wedding?
No.
Oh, that'd be a cool thing.
That night?
No, during the wedding.
Oh,
dang. Conceived
like
right
the preacher's
there
like, damn, tear that ass up, kid. All right, go ahead.
No, we were supposed to get married in April, and about 5 months after I proposed to her, we got pregnant. So we had to move the wedding
up. No. She got pregnant. You just got her pregnant.
Yeah, don't say we.
Okay,
fine.
We got pregnant. Bitch, don't take my
story.
You don't have to carry that baby in your belly.
You ain't all swolled up, bitch.
Sorry,
go ahead. Apologize.
So 150 people turned into 80 because we had to move the wedding up 4 months.
Aww.
That's a good way to save money.
Indoors, outdoors, in a church like a dummy.
You know where Spartan Manor is up in Newport Richey?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, that's where we were. And they have a little outdoor area for like a little small outdoor chapel. And then we have the ceremony right there at the same place inside.
Now, if I did the math right in my head.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Adams had sex before marriage.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Allegedly.
That's a no-no.
Allegedly.
My first wife.
Sorry, Pennsylvania.
My first wife was 6 months pregnant when we got married.
Pennsylvania's going to hate me now.
There was a reason behind it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, her dad was like, when y'all get married?
I'm going to give you the Bernie Sanders wave of the finger.
Y'all know I just officiated a wedding a couple of months ago. And it was really, really pretty. It was at the Bradenton Museum of something or another, where they had the manatees.
The Holocaust Museum?
No.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my God.
My good friends James and Rebecca Melton, just a great couple. Just cool people, and they love me, and they wanted me to officiate it, and they wanted me to be myself. They wanted me
That's a bad idea.
No, it was really weird, right? Because about 75% of the people there had no idea who I was. So they thought I was like a real dude. Like I'm wearing like a bow tie and nice dress.
You're a real boy. I'm a big real boy, Geppetto.
No, but I'm dropping like straight sarcasm bombs officiating this wedding. I'm like, all right, we're all gathered here today to clearly see two people make a mistake. Like, that's how I started it out. Yeah.
I like it.
And there, people are like, what? My best friend Whitmore is there. He's laughing his ass off. He's like, oh, this is great. Because this is a mutual friend. Like, it's part of my crew, you know?
Yeah.
James is. And the people that knew us were laughing our asses off. But, yeah, like, I was just going right through it. I go, you know, like, you guys, you know, please raise your glasses. I mean, if you're not too drunk to do so already. I mean, I don't even remember everything I said. I ad-libbed the whole thing. But then it ended up being like they get married and then they're doing like where they had a I've never seen this at a wedding where people can come up and do a speech instead of just the best man. Anybody want to say words? It's like a wake. Anybody want to say anything about these two? Come on up. And people were lining up to grab the mic and talk. And then Whitmore is like, get up there and tell some jokes. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, man, get up there and do like a few minutes of stand-up. And I'm like, dude, I already officiated the wedding. Like, we're good. He goes, get up there and do it. So I get up there, and I end up doing like 7 or 8 minutes of straight stand-up about how bad marriage is. Killed it. They loved it. Then like an hour later, they're doing like the music and all that stuff, and all of a sudden the DJ's like, let's get Johnny B up here. And he hand me a mic, and Whitmore's like, you're singing. And I'm like, now I'm a singer too? Like, Jesus, dude, I didn't know it was a triple
threat
tonight.
Shouldn't be so talented.
I know.
You should be more like me with no talent.
Exactly. A lot less pressure. But then I had to like croon the whole audience at a reception too. But it was a lot of fun. It was a really pretty place to get married. That's all I'm saying.
If I do ever, I want you to make a speech.
Oh, I'm in.
Show.
Oh, I'm in. Believe that.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.